AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran fired on at least 3 ships yesterday in the Strait of Hormuz and seized 2 of them. The attacks came after President Trump extended the Iran ceasefire. The U.S. is still blocking Iranian ports, but the prospects for peace talks are uncertain. The effective closure of the strait has already sent gas prices skyrocketing worldwide and driven up the cost of food and a wide array of other products. Meanwhile, diplomats from Israel and Lebanon are set to meet in Washington today. Israel agreed to a ceasefire with the Hezbollah militant group last week. Lebanese officials are expected to raise the issue of homes in southern Lebanon that the Israeli army destroyed. Israel says Hezbollah was using the homes as outposts. 6 candidates for California governor debated in San Francisco. 4 Democrats and 2 Republicans discussed issues including homelessness and affordability. In West Virginia, a chemical leak at a silver recovery business yesterday killed 2 people and sent about 30 others to hospitals. Authorities say 1 person is in serious condition. At a news conference, West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrissey says there's no indication the air quality or water supply have been impacted by the chemical leak.
I want to emphasize to the citizens of this area and in Kanawha County that based upon all the information that we have available right now, we don't believe there have been compromises to the air quality or to the water supply, that's been unaffected by this. That's positive.
Audio courtesy WCHS. Officials say the leak occurred at the Catalyst Refiners plant in Institute as workers were preparing to shut down at least part of the facility. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. The medical examiner has revealed the cause of death in the case that led to charges against a TikTok star known as David. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
An autopsy of the 14-year-old girl allegedly killed by singer David Burke found she died from 2 penetrating injuries that damaged her liver and ribs, likely caused by a sharp object. Celeste Rivas Hernandez's death was ruled a homicide. The autopsy was limited by postmortem changes. The body was decomposing and dismembered when it was found September 8th in 2 separate bags in the trunk of Burke's impounded Tesla. The report's release had been blocked for months by a judge's order. Los Angeles County's chief medical examiner says he's grateful the information could now be released, not only to the public, but to the grieving family. Burke has pleaded not guilty in the killing. His debut album was released 2 days after the date prosecutors estimate that she was killed. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving money in your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need for keeping your outdoor power equipment in tip-top shape. Ensure your lawnmower or boat is running smooth this year. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale. View our entire selection of FVP batteries today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of the great deals happening this week.
Save big money.